Notice here that you have to confess your sin, not just your sin, but authenticity.
Giving out a self-respect great one, and they all received from the least to the greatest, saying,
stands a great power of God, and they have regard for the covenant of law around them, for which they were formerly an important generation. When he was doing about the same thing, he looked like him, he was going to take back his own support, and all these things and stuff. Where I can become a Christian, he wanted to be good, better. You know, giving up, not only does he want that same savings, but I'm talking to him, he might see as a weakness or the same category. And I'm saying that, the thing I hear is still weakness. So, by that means, what you've been doing before the Christian are trying to do, just want the man to be spoken. So he's not really going to have his pride of life, but it's still weakness, you might say. That's really all it is still weakness. God provides a way to save us, which all of us will take. But my goodness is, it's still weakness. And God is being sin in it. Now they say, he's false. And to give God what he's false for, he's all he's good. They don't have it. What happens to me? You know what? He's saying he's automatically forgiven, even if he sins. No, he was in the bond of iniquity. For the, I want to pick up that word. God's goodness is in the bond of iniquity. You know, this is just like, I got Revelation chapter 2, verse 21. You know what this woman was told to do? And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Now she was told to repent of her sinfulness. Now she was told to repent of her fornication. That's what she was told to do. That's what I was told to do. And therefore, this I was in. Now this admits your sin. Yeah, you got to do that on. That's not all you got to do. Now this admits you make this sin bigger. You got to repent of your fornication. And then you got to repent of your fornication. Let's turn on to Ezekiel 18. Now, there's a lot of things in the Old Testament that are part of the law of Moses. There's different laws of the law of Moses. I may bring some of the 13, 13, or Genesis 4, and Genesis 20, that really may only apply to the law of Moses. You know, but I may end up bringing them up if I get time. But just read Ezekiel 18, if you notice something like verse 20, as long as it says, it shall die. But that's true under either law. The law can change. You sin back then in the Old Testament world, you die. You sin now under a different law, you die. That's the way Ezekiel 18 is. Okay? It applies to us today. Ezekiel 18, verse 20. I want you to notice the verses here. You go back and read this whole chapter, get on. Verse 21, but if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed and keep all of my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Verse 28, because he considereth and turneth away from all of his transgressions that he hath committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. In verse 30 to 32, therefore I will judge you without division, everyone according to his ways, said the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin, all your transgressions. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. So that spiritual death, spiritual life here. For while he died without the temple, for I have no pleasure in the death of him that died, saith the Lord God, wherefore turn yourself to this. Now, I want you to notice the word all of them here about five times, all of the transgressions. All of your sins, not just the sins, you know that. It says you've got to turn from them or you'll die spiritually. You will, know that I'm right. Do you know the word turn means? In my companion writing the Sayer's book, now I have their name, G-E-N, something like that. It's about the Hebrew dictionary and all. It says the definition of the word turn is to flee from, to leave off. How would you feel when I read the passage about that? Just look at yourself. It says in number 75 paragraph, if a man, when young, marries a girl with no inkling that she had ever been married before, and lives with her for 30 years and dies without any suspicion of a prior marriage, there might be circumstances under which God would continue to forgive that sin. And I'll show you that in a little bit. That's what he said. Now, here's a man. He got no wounds in there. Well, I did that with him in that case. But where was God made such an intensity? He was on the word of God. Sympathetic case, he didn't know there was over 30 years. And I believe he was done with this. And he committed adultery. Matthew 99 shows us without a doubt. Okay? Let me ask you, did he turn from his sin? The Bible says here, if you don't turn, that is please from, leave off, you'll die spiritually. Did this man turn from his sin? There's no doubt about it. He did. That's what the Bible says. We may not like it. We may want to say, well, the person who's not a Christian, he's got far enough to become a Christian. All you have to do is see it. That makes us feel good. It says, verse says, if you don't turn, you'll die. That man did not turn from his sin. Proverbs 28:13 talks about confessing, forsaking your sin. Isaiah 55:7 talks about forsaking your sin. And every one of us here knows what forsaking means. every one of us. This man didn't forsake his family. Two, if I got my notes, the reckless contradiction,